Yes, and welcome back to Morning Glory. It's time for Movie of the Week. And this choice was spawned off album of the Week a fortnight ago, which was Jimmy Barnes's Working Class Man, which was the theme song for this 1986 film by Michael Keaton. Of course, we're talking about Gung Ho.
Can we count on you?
Fellas, the frog's ass watertight.
Yes, we believe it is.
Liam Alexander, welcome, pal.
Hey, guys, how you going?
Mate, Liam, we're going good, mate. Now, it's interesting, this film, they chose to get on the back of Working Class Man, which the Jimmy Barnes phenomenon at the time. The only place in the world this film was called Working Class Man.
Here in Australia, that's right. Yeah, it's fun. It plays right at the end of the movie, and it fits the movie as well because it's a very blue-collar sort of working-class movie. Mm. And, it fits it well, I think.
Did you enjoy it, Liam?
Yeah, I liked it. I'd never even heard of this film. And it's a shame it's not as widely known, and it sort of disappeared, I think, from pop culture a little bit. Mm. But when you look at the year it came out in 86. That same year, Top Gun, Stand By Me, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Color of Money, Crocodile Dundee, Aliens. So it came out in a pretty stacked year, but I think it still holds up. It's a pretty funny movie.
Now, for people that haven't seen it, Liam, before we get into more, the plot.
Yeah, so the movie's about this small fictional town in Pittsburgh called Hadleyville. It's a
Ray Hadleyville?
Ray Hadley.
Sounds like a magical
like
place.
Yeah. Galston Gorge halfway through it.
Yeah, so it's a pretty blue-collar town, and the local auto factory shuts down, and that causes big problems because most of the town rely on it for their bread and butter. So Michael Keaton, who's a local of the town, sort of takes it upon himself to travel to Japan and convince a Japanese motor company to buy the factory and set up there. And somehow his two-minute pitch works, and Asan Motors are now in Hadleyville, and Keaton has to try and manage the clash of cultures and their different expectations around work.
Liam, you're a lot younger than the rest of us in here. Do you reckon this film would be made today?
I don't know. Part of me thought maybe it wouldn't be, but I don't think it's very... It doesn't take big swings. And it's not a cynical movie. I think it's very lighthearted and sort of cheerful. And Ron Howard directs the movie, and he doesn't really... He's not condescending of the Japanese or the Americans, so I think it still could be made.
Yes, it's not mean-spirited.
There's a few stereotypes that I think would fall away, but
it would be considered racist.
There would be considered racist.
Yeah. Liam, can you tell me, and congratulations, by the way, on masterminding the New South Wales Origin victory.
Yeah.
And can you just control yourself? Mate. It's a bit obvious when they put the camera on Freddie in the box, you getting into frame. How convenient.
That camera angle, that how convenient. Lens was a lot wider than I thought it would be.
Your hair did look very good, Liam.
I didn't realise how magnificent your mane is.
Fantastic.
I need a haircut.
You're like one of those desperate assistant coaches that always, you see him looking at the big screen and mate, but well done on the sneaky, mate, the sneaky drone over Queensland's training.
Anyway, Seraldo, why didn't they just call it Working Class Man?
I don't know. Gung Ho is a Chinese expression, so it's not even Japanese. So I don't know where they really come up with it. But I think Working Class Man fits a lot. It fits better than Gung Ho, I think.
Do they say working class in America?
Yeah, because Working Class Man was written by an American.
Working Class Girl? Could there be a thing with
that? Oh, yeah. Well, there was a movie called Working Girl.
Maybe that's what it is.
Well, I got all the answers today.
mate, where do you rate this in Michael Keaton's resume?
I reckon that's a good question. Good question, Kev. I think,
thank you. Thanks.
I don't know. 2 years later, he made Beetlejuice and then went on to Batman in 89.
Wow.
So I think this sort of gets left behind in his career. I really like some of his recent stuff, like Birdman and Dopesick. That show he just did about the opioid crisis in America, he's made some crackers recently.
And going into that 86 film, before that he did Night Shift, which was Ron Howard as well, with Henry Winkler.
And he also did Mr. Mum too
in 93. Yeah,
So my favourite movie I've seen on the show before is The Paper.
About a
New York tabloid.
Like The Founder.
He's good in The Founder. But he's like he's a New York sort of associate editor or deputy editor. And he is the typical tabloid. It's basically Buzz.
It's Buzz's life story.
Another Ron Howard film, The Paper.
It is.
And the other one is Who's in the Other Guys. Remember that? The police chief.
Oh, yeah.
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
That's right. So what is that band where kiss? Why are you quoting...
TLC.
Why are you quoting Little River Man. Yeah, Little River Man too. Boys, any trivia? Interesting trivia.
I have a couple of little gems here. Tidbits. Apparently, according to Bloomberg Businessweek, Toyota later used this film as an example of how not to manage Americans.
Get out.
Seriously. There you go. And also, Bill Murray and Eddie Murphy both turned down the lead role before it went to Keaton. So.
Yeah, right. Yeah. What about you, Liam? Anything?
It'd be funny. It would have been funny with Bill Murray. Bill Murray would have been hilarious. Well,
yeah, I think Bill Murray could have done this really well.
Yeah.
Because he was excellent, talking about in Japan with Lost in Translation. Yeah. He was very good there. Liam, anything for the film?
There wasn't too much else, but critically, when it came out, it's only got 33% on Rotten Tomatoes, which I think is pretty harsh. I think the critics might have whacked it a bit too much when it came out. I think it's a lot better than
did
that.
Did it make money?
Yeah, so it was made for 13 mil and grossed 36. So it did. Yeah. It made its money back. So it was a success.
But it was success in a way that after this came out, there was also a television series that came out based on this that had a number of the actors from this, including Clint Howard, Ron's brother, who's in the movie.
Yes, Clint Howard. I never knew.
Who's in about 40,000 movies you've seen.
I never knew that was Ron Howard's brother.
Who's Clint Howard?
Clint Howard.
Ron Howard's brother.
He's the spitting image of Todd Payton.
Yeah.
When they cut to the North Queensland box all the time, I go, man, that's right. Clint Howard's coaching.
I know that. He's in movies.
Yes.
He's the ultimate guy.
He is. He was the alien in, because he's got that sort of face, that Norish face, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, people have a big head but a small, like a huge head but a small, like a nose and a mouth and an eyes that are all just too, like it's almost in a point, like a beak. His face is like a beak.
I'm sorry,
Danny. Now yours is not small. That's your big snob box.
I'm just going to use, he's been in some very forgettable movies.
Yep.
No, you wouldn't know any
of them. None of them.
The Ice Cream Man, 1995.
Oh, that's a classic. That's an absolute classic.
You would probably love it.
Was he in Cocoon? No.
I think he was in Cocoon.
Was he?
Yeah, because that was Ron Howard.
Throw us a
he
bone,
He was in
Ron.
Cocoon. He was.
He was. Oh, man.
He's in Austin Powers.
It's, Liam, the big thing about this was it's Michael Keaton, right, as we said before, he's in this. He starts to peak. You've got Beetlejuice, Batman Returns, and then... like a lot of actors, just totally disappears, right? And I don't know if he stops acting or the fact that he's acting in such bad movies that no one sees the films. Mm. But, you know, so what we're going to do, Liam, after the break, I'm going to stick around for this, we're going to do greatest film comebacks, guys that have just, and actors and actresses that have disappeared and just come back on the back of a film and what that film was. So if you've got an opinion, people, get in touch with us. 13, 13, 30. I'm not sure what the thing is. Stay around after the break. Greatest Film Comebacks.